almost no prepackaged food, no pre-prepared food, lots of cheaper cuts of meat that you don't see these days. We obviously didn't have takeaway in my day. The only takeaway that we would have had when I was about your age would have been fish and chips. But then with increased immigration, we did start to go over to things like hot dogs and dim sims and Chico rolls and hamburgers. Very plain, very wholesome food. Yeah, meat and three veg, effectively. But a lot of stuff that people just wouldn't even consider eating these days. We've prepared you some little treats for today to give you a hint of what food we ate when we were kids. And although it's readily available, when I ordered this the other day at the butcher's, the butcher was a young guy about 25. And he turned up his nose at it when I ordered it.
Well, now that I'm grown up and out of the house, I do buy quite a lot of takeaway food, mainly just because of time and laziness. But you didn't ever let us eat takeaway food when we were younger. Why was that?
I guess I felt that as a stay-at-home mum at the time, I would have plenty of time to prepare wholesome meals, and I just... Well, it's the way I was brought up, I guess. I very, very seldom do takeaway food, even today.
We were told that that was junk. In fact, it was called junk food in those days, and I think it still is these days. It's called junk food, so we deliberately didn't steer your children towards what we considered to be junk food. We'd rather feed you homemade offal than McDonald's, etc., etc.
You did used to feed me some gross stuff when I was younger. The worst was the time that you fed me my pet duck. I don't know if you remember that. What are some other things you fed me when I was younger that I would never eat if I had any idea what it was?
I did, when you were tiny, tiny babies, used to do brain patties. Maybe, I'm not sure if you like the steak and kidney pies that we used to have. And it does remind me of the time I did the rabbit pies for your little schoolmates as well, and they loved it until they knew that there was rabbit pie.
And another thing I've noticed about Generation Y people is there's, even myself, when I cook food, I would rarely be cooking things like steak and three veg or whatever. I always usually cook like Asian food or food that's sort of more European. So it's more multicultural, I think, the food that Generation Y eats as well.
That's true even now. I mean, I tend to cook more Italian or Asian as well. But as we've become a more multicultural place, I think what I find about Gen Y, probably their food tastes are far more sophisticated than what ours ever were when we were young.
All right. Well, Gen Y are traditionally adventurous eaters, and today I'm going to be very adventurous and sample some traditional baby boomer food that Dad has prepared. Okay, so what shall I start with?
I'll start with that one.
What is that?
No, you taste it first, then we'll tell you.
Okay, it's white and it looks furry and it's just like creamy furry chunks in a white sauce with some parsley. It'll just taste like parsley in white sauce, but it's like rubbery.
Edible?
Yeah, I wouldn't eat it all the time, but it's not too disgusting. What is it? I just know that it's something gross.
It's tripe. It's tripe with onions and white sauce.
And what is tripe?
It's a lining of a sheep's stomach. Okay, try the next one.
Okay.
Right, try this one over here.
The next one. Okay, so this is a little patty of some sort. It's looks like it's cooked nicely. It's golden brown. It's quite mushy. Looks weird. It looks like it's rice or something on the inside. I'll give it a try. Yeah, that's weird. It tastes like pus. What is it?
It's lamb's brains.
Brains patties.
Lamb's brains patties. Okay, and this one, well, this is a piece of bacon. At least I know what that is. And I'll put some of this other stuff on top of it with gravy.
I've got a look on your face.
Well, the bacon's nice. So this is lamb's fry and bacon.
Yeah.
It's all right. It just tastes a bit weird. Like, it just tastes a bit like dirt or something.
Very earthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, and we've got one last thing. This thing looks...
This is the piece de resistance.
The freakiest out of everything.
Try the jelly first.
Okay, so I know what this is. This is pig's trotters.
Oh, they're just boiled with some garlic and salt and pepper and some other herbs, and it just sits into the natural jelly like that. This is really common when I was a kid. I used to love this.
I'll eat a piece of the jelly first. That's gross.
What's it taste like?
I don't even know what that tastes like. It just tastes like meaty jelly.
The bones are the best part.
I think I might like this. I'm getting some of the meat off the pig's trotter. It tastes nice, but it's not really... It still has the jelly around it. It's a bit gross. But it tastes all right. What I've noticed about all these things is they're all quite plain.
They are. They're bland. Oh, not bland, but that was the style of food. So, you know, as we were saying earlier on, when you were saying the impacts of multiculturalism's had on our food, we had condiments, herbs and spices, etc., but not to the extent that you do now, you know, with all the Asian and the European influences and things like that.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to stick to the food I normally eat, I think. I don't think this is very nice.
I thought you might.
But thank you very much for preparing it. And now you can all sit down and eat this.
I'm not eating it.